弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。平安。平
安。今天我们是双语的崇拜，我们要和年轻人一同来学习上帝的话。
Today we're going to have a joint worship with the youth today.
一个人如果一生都有一个学生的心态，那是有福的。
Blessed are those who have the heart to learn for his whole life.
许多的时候，一个人老了，是因为他里面失去了对学习的愿望。
A lot of times, someone lost the desire to learn more and appears to be old.
今天我们要借着圣经中大家所熟悉的一个故事来看看大卫他到底学到了什么。
Today we will find out what David has learned through a familiar story in the Bible.
我们也借着大卫这个故事，我们也想一想，我们从中又能学到什么。
Also, we're going to find out what we can learn through the story of David.
如果你今天里面仍然有学习的渴慕，说明你里面还是年轻的。
If you still have the eagerness to learn, that means your heart is still young.
大卫被以色列众支派高利未王定居在耶路撒冷，大约是在他十年以后的时候。
David was anointed as king of Israel and Judah after 10 years of fighting.
那一次，他的元帅约雅率兵攻击亚门人，大卫没有随军出征，而是在宫中安逸留守。
Once his general Joab led an army to fight with Ammonites, but David was left in the palace. Enjoy the peace.
多年来，每战必胜已经是大卫的声望如日中天。
For so many years, David had won every battle he fought that made him very famous.
然后今天他作为君王，衣锦玉食，妻妾众多，又使他养成了放纵情欲的习性。
As the king, David was clothed in fine linen and fed with fine food.Which makes him let go of his desire without any control.
那一天，直到太阳平息黄昏的时候，大卫午睡才从床上起来。
One day, David got up from his nap at the sunset.
他身心懒散的在皇宫的平台上随意的游走。
He was wandering on the roof of the palace aimlessly.
这是他正好看到部下乌利亚的太太拔示巴在沐浴，容貌甚美，就动了理念，当即就叫人把拔示巴接来与他同房。
At a moment, he saw Bathsheba, wife of Uriah, was bathing at his view, and he felt attracted and.Have his people called her over and and slept with her.
这个时候，拔示巴的丈夫正在前方作战。
At that moment, the husband of Bathsheba was fighting in front line.
谁知拔示巴接着就怀孕了，大卫的奸情即将曝光。
And Bathsheba got pregnant, and the adultery was going to be.Discovered by people.
按照摩西的律法，对通奸的惩罚是男女双方都要被处死。
According to Moses' law, both man and woman who committed adultery will be put to death.
这时候大卫开始设计，要招乌利亚回来，要与他的妻子拔示巴同寝，以遮掩自己的罪恶。
So David tried to callUriah back and have him sleep with his wife, so then his adultery will be covered.
因为乌利亚终于这手感念前方的战友，每晚都露出战场，自己就睡在皇宫的门外，不愿意回家，苟且偷安。
Because Uriah was such a faithful soldier, he would not go to his own house and.Enjoy the pleasure while he thinks his friends were fighting in front of the battle line.
于是大卫就
outside of palace.
于是大卫就设计最后一计，设下最后一计，派乌利亚去最危险的地方，让他被敌人乌利亚所杀。
Finally, a conspiracy came out as Uriah would be killed by the Ammonites in the most dangerous battle fight.
这个圣经的故事大家都应该熟悉。我现在想问大家，你看到大卫犯了什么罪？
I believe you all familiar with this story, and I would like to ask you what kind of crime, sin David had committed.
请告诉我大卫犯了什么样的罪？
Please tell me what sin David had committed.
奸淫罪，还有呢？谋杀罪。好，我们再来读一段圣经，看看上帝的眼里大卫还犯了什么更严重的罪。
Let's read Bible and find out.
请大家
David committed
把圣经翻到
bigger sin。
撒母耳记下十二章一节，我们先从一节读到四节。
Let's turn Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 12. We read from verse 1 to 4 first.
我们可以用中英文一起来读撒母耳记下十二章一到四节。
Chapter 12, 1 to 4
翻到了，我们就一起来。耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫，拿单到了大卫那里，对他说，在一座城里有两个人，一个是富户，一个是穷人。富户有许多牛群羊群，穷人除了所买来养活的一只小母羊羔之外，别无所有。羊羔在他家里和他儿女一同成长，吃他所吃的，喝他所喝的，睡在他怀里，在他看来如同儿女一样。有一个人来到这富户家里，富户舍不得从自己的羊群牛群中取一只预备给客人吃，却取了那穷人的羊羔预备给客人吃。我们先读一节到四节。神的先知拿单带着极大的勇气向犯罪的君王大卫所说的这个预言故事，告诉我们上帝已经为大卫的罪案定了性。
The prophet Nathan took a big courage to speak to David this parable. From this parable we see what category God has defined David's sin.
请注意，大卫首先提及的是上帝，首先提及的是大卫的贪婪，或者叫贪恋。原来在上帝的眼里，大卫除了奸淫罪和谋杀罪，还有一个比奸淫罪、谋杀罪更大的罪，那就是贪婪的罪。
First of all, God sees David committed a bigger thing, which is greedy. Always they covet things, which is above.His adultery and murder in God's eyes.
贪婪的罪在摩西的十诫中有所提及。
The greedy was mentioned in Moses' commandments.
为什么上帝看贪婪的罪比奸淫罪、谋杀罪更大呢？我等一会再会说。
I'll talk about this later. Why God thinks greedy is even worse than adultery and murder.
现在我请大家先记住一点，这件事我们不能因为八十八似乎他沐浴的方式不检点，似乎他也乐意被大卫所招，似乎他也愿意与大卫同谋而减轻大卫的罪。
OK, first we shall not consider less of David's sin because it seems Bathsheba's way of dating was notright. She seems to be willingly to be called to sleep with David, and she seems involved with the conspiracy of her husband's death. So David's adultery can be covered.
神将罪单单归在大卫一个人的身上，因为他是一国之君，大权在握。
God put all those consequence on David only because he was the king and he was powerful.
圣经说，但大卫所行这事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
Bible says, but the thing David had done displeased the Lord.
好，我们现在来读第五节、第六节。
Now let's see verse 5 and 6.
我们开始。大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死， 他必偿还羔羊之辈，因为他行这事没有连续的心。我们看第七节的上半段，拿单对大卫说，你就是那人。
The Nathan said to David, you are the man.
你就是大人。大卫是一个怎样的人呢？用大卫自己的话来说，他是一个没有连续的心的该死的人。
Nathan said to David, you are the man. What kind of man David was? According to his own words, he was a man deserved to die, who had no pity.
我们接着就来看上帝直接的话，来看大卫在上帝的眼里，他犯的是一个怎样的罪。
Then let's look at what God was to tell David, and we will find out what kind of sin David had committed in God's eyes.
我们从第七节，我们要读到第八节。第七节我们从后半段开始，耶和华以色列的神如此说。我高你做以色列的王，救你脱离扫罗的手，我将你主人的家业赐给你，将你主人的妻交在你怀里，又将以色列和犹大家赐给你。你若还以为不足，我早就加倍的赐给你。好，我刚才说了，在上帝的眼里，大卫除了奸淫罪、谋杀罪，还有一个比奸淫谋杀更大的罪，那就是贪婪的罪。
I said before, in God's eyes, David not only committed adultery, murder, he committed even bigger sin, which is greed.
原来大卫首先是因着里面的贪婪，不满足上帝已经赐给他的家业、产业和祝福，以致接连犯下了奸淫罪和谋杀罪。
Because David was not satisfied for what he got from God's blessing, he wanted more. That caused.Him to commit adultery and murder.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，或许我们在读大卫故事的时候，我们会为大卫叹息。
Maybe when we read the story, we will sigh about David.
我们会看到大卫暂短，因为暂短的放纵情欲，就使他一生的英灵毁于一旦。
Maybe we will sigh David lost his fame and the favor in front of God because.Of one incident of lust.
我们会看到大卫犯罪以后，他的平安就消失了，连他的国度的根基都岌岌可危。
We see after he sinned, he lost his peace inside and his stableness of the stableness of the kingdom was also disturbed.
我们看到大卫犯罪以后，耶和华震怒，他对大卫的刑罚是何等的可怕。
And we see God's wrath towards David after he committed this sin.
我们或许也会想到，休闲的时候往往比全力冲刺的时候更加的危险。
Maybe we would think it is more dangerous when we at a leisure time compared when we are.Fully in charge.
我们过去还会想到中年大卫那时候是五十多岁，并不比年轻人面对的诱惑少，并不能对各样的试探和危险免疫。
We might think the middle-aged people like David at that time was about 50 will face less temptation and immune to all the.Temptation.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天圣灵其实是对大家有一个更深的提醒。
Actually today, the spirit will remind us down deep in our heart.
大卫犯罪是想得到神没有给他的。
David commit this thing is because he want to get the things that God did not give him.
因为他想得到神没有给他的贪婪，以致大卫犯下了可以比谋杀罪、奸淫罪更大的罪。
Because greedy want more things that God had not given him, so he committed the thing bigger than adultery and murder.
因为在上帝的眼里，贪婪与拜偶像同罪。
Because in God's eyes, greedy, which is idolatry.
如果我们在这个圣经故事中只是看到大卫的奸淫和谋杀，你只会对大卫摇头叹息。
If we only see David committed adultery and murder, maybe you just sigh about.
这个时候你会觉得自己还是很安全的，可以十分超脱的，像先知一样来责怪大卫。
If so, you might feel safe and superior and criticize David as Nathan.
如果今天圣灵提醒你，上帝首先注意的是大卫内心的想得到神没有给他的贪婪，那么我们每个人都要在上帝的面前低头审视。
If we seeThe crime of the sin David committed is the greedy, which caused him to want more things that God had not given him. Then we need to examine ourselves accordingly.
因为一切的罪，圣经上所提的每一个罪，无论是妒忌还是骄傲。
All the sin Bible mentioned doesn't matter. It's jealous or pride.
无论是偷窃还是谎言
doesn't matter it's steal or lie
无论是抢夺还是奸淫
doesn't matter it's rob or commit adultery
其实说到底都是与人心里面的贪婪或者贪心有关
to the end it all concluded to the greedy inside people's heart
那我首先来讲一个托尔斯泰所说的寓言故事
first let's see a parable of Tolstoy
它的名字叫土地。
This parable is about land.
在当时的俄国高加索一带的地方，出售土地是以日头来计算的。
During that time, at the Russia's Caucasus area, the land sell and buy was calculated by the sunrise and sunset.
买土地的人是日出。一直到日落之间所分得唯一的土地就作为买卖之地
The buyer will run from the sunrise to the sunset all the land he can encroach will be the land he can purchase
价格是低廉但是固定的跑得越多买的就越多但买地的必须最后跑成一个圈
The price was cheap and fixed So if someone can enclose more land, then he will get more. But he has to make close come back to the starting point.
有个人来买地，他壮士勤奋，天一亮就开始奔跑。
There was a man came to purchase the land. He was strong and diligent. When sun just rise, he start to run.
他不止飞快轻松，一心想跑得远一点，围得大一些。
He run fast and quick, and he wants to run further and enclose more land.
中午时分，他已经围了一大片地，非常的高兴。
By the noon time, he's already run quite a mileage and could enclose a big piece of land.
但是他还不行。不嫌不够，继续往前跑。
But he was not satisfied. He continued to run further.
太阳开始西斜了，他开始焦急起来，只觉得两腿发软，身体沉重。
The sun start to going to the west, and he was tired, and his legs were sore, and he started to worry.
无情的日头急速地往西沉下去，他跑得满口白沫，眼睛昏花，上气接不了上气。
The sun went down without any pity, so he ran really tired, even and out of breath.
当太阳消失在地平线上的一刹那。他终于一步踏到了终点。
Just at the moment sunset and get down from the horizon, he came back to the starting point.
正当 正当大家为他欢呼的时候，只见那个人扑通倒地，口吐鲜血，顿时就停止了呼吸。
While people were cheering for him, he fell down and the blood spilled out of his mouth. He died.
托尔斯泰说，那人最后得到的地是六指宽的一块冥币。
Finally, this guy only got a tombland for 6 feet wide. That's the end of Tolstoy's.
我们不能不惊叹托尔斯界的笔触，一个小小的议员寥寥触笔，竟能惟妙惟肖的将一个人一生奔跑的姿态和神情写下了。
We can't help to be amazed by Tolstoy's writing. In such a short story, he described a man's action and feeling when he was running in his life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我不知道你从这个寓言故事中能看到什么。
Dear brother and sister, I wonder what you see through this parable.
你或许可以看到世界上有多少人就像这个买币的，一生拼搏，到头来两手空空，回天无术。
I don't know if you have seen a lot of people in this world fight through all their lives, but in the end, without anything but empty hands.
你或许会看到自己也多少像这个买币者，正想赶快趁着落日之前跑回终点。
Maybe you will see a shadow of yourself in this young man that you are running really hard in your life.Try to gain more, like this young man.
我牧师会这样问你，是因为我曾经也是这样的拼命要奔跑打拳的人。
I say this to you because I know I was like this young man, try to run harder and gain more in my life.
或许有人觉得这是人之常情，不出话齿，他至多是一个道德上的贪心。
Maybe people would consider, this young man is, just.A greedy on a moral standard, it's not a big deal.
但是我们的上帝不这么看，神说贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
But our God, he doesn't see things this way. He said greedy, which is like idolatry.
当大卫向那个富翁请客，不宰杀自己的羔羊，却把穷人当作宠物的唯一的羔羊夺来，杀了给客人吃。
When David acts like that, rich man.Refrain himself to take any sheep or cattle from his own, but took the ewe lamb from the poor man.
神没有说大卫是一个道德上的错误，神是看到大卫在抢羊的背后是想得到神没有给他的东西。
God didn't think David just made a mistake on the moral standard.Which is greed, but God sees David's action as greedy to get things that God did not give him.
换句话说，是大卫对神给他现有的这一切还不满足，他还想要寻找一个能给他带来更多满足的东西。
In other words, we can say David was not satisfied by the blessing God has already gave him, but want.More things that outside from God.
所以神首先对大卫说，我高你做以色列的王。
So God first said to David, I anointed you as king of Israel and
我救你脱扫罗的手。
And I delivered you from the hand of Saul.
我将你主人的家业赐给你。
I gave you master's house to you.
我将你主人的妻交在你的怀里。
And your master's wives into your arms.
我又将以色列和犹大家赐给你。
I gave you the house of Israel and Judah.
你若还以为不足，我就早就加倍赐给你了。
And if all this had been too little, I would have.
你大卫为什么还不满足呢？
Why you're not satisfied?
为什么还希望我耶和华在我耶和华以外去寻找你自己以为生命上的需要呢？
Why you not satisfied? Why you want to change the things?To that would bring you satisfaction outside God.
上帝显然在大卫想得到神没有给他的东西的贪婪的背后，已经看到大卫里面有一个不再以神为大，不再跟神为圣的拜偶像的灵。
Obviously God sees inside David. He has a spirit that does not consider God the greatest and the holiest, but want more things that God did not give him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大卫的故事告诉我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, the story of David tells us.
神的儿女要学习接受神在恩典中的赏赐，也要学习接受神在恩典中的拒绝。
We need to learn how to receive in God's grace as well as we need to learn how to refuse in God's grace.
学习接受神在恩典中的拒绝，即神在恩典中没有给予我们的。
Learning refuse in God's grace means we need to contend with the things God did not give us.
换句话说，一个基督徒必须对神的恩典赏赐知足。
In other words, we need to be satisfied with God's blessing.
我曾经有两个女同学，她们都是女传道人。
I have two classmates in seminary.
几年前房产一片看好的时候，她们就开始买房子。
Few years ago, the real estate was booming, and they began to purchase house.
他们觉得传道太苦了，可能买房子可以赚更多的钱。
They might consider being a minister is too hard, and involved in real estate may bring them fortune.
一个人连续买了五栋，一个人连续买了两栋。
One purchased five houses continuously, and the other purchased two.
两年前他们都破产了。
Two years ago, they all bankrupted.
他们不是信用破产，乃是信仰破产。
They are not bankrupt on their credits, but they broke bankrupt on their faith.
我们其实今天可以看到，不满神的恩赐，那是有罪的。
Today we will see when we dissatisfy with God's blessing and gift, it is a sin.
一个信徒乐意接受神恩典中的赏赐和供应，可以使他的灵性健康。
When a believer is satisfied with the blessing from God, he will have a healthy spirit life.
但是他拒绝呢，这会使他灵性得病，而且病情会日益加重。
If he refuses God's blessing, then his spirit will be sick and the situation will get even worse gradually.
所以今天我们每个人都要在健康和疾病中做出选择。
So today we will make our decision choosing from the health or the sickness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们要在两件事情上特别留意。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we'll be more considered on two things.
因为我们人常常会在想要得到不属于自己的东西。
Because we often want to get things that not belongs to us.
一个是女色，另一个是金钱。
One is erotic desire, one is money.
好，或许还有其他的东西，比如名利、地位等等。
There might be other things such as fame, position and power.
但只要不是属于我们的，那些东西一定会叫人付出极重的代价，而且叫我们得病，病入膏肓。
As long as those things not belongs to us, if we covet them, we will pay a great price, and it will cause us trouble and big trouble.
我们可以在大卫的宫廷内乱中清楚地看到神对罪恶的诅咒和刑罚。
We will see God's wrath and the curse through the rebellious and the fighting in David's palace.
关于女色，我想说我们做弟兄的要特别小心。
About erotic desire, our brothers may pay even more attention to.
我们心里想要的常常不是神所赐的。
Often what we desire in our heart was not coming from God.
今天人要在性的关系上犯罪，已经不用像大卫那么麻烦。
Today it is a lot easier to commit sexual immorality, a lot easier compared to those days of David.
今天婚外恋一夜情已经成为一种人们可以接受的生活方式。
Today, people are more willing to accept sexual relationship outside marriage and the one night stand.
还有就是办公室里的恋情。
As well as flirting in the office.
如果要满足眼目的情侣，那就简单到只要一个 click 就可以达成了。
To satisfy the desire for the eyes, it will be even easier. Just one click, it will be satisfied.
但是我们所付的代价将是巨大的。我们不仅会失去健康、失去底气，还会活在极度的不安和罪恶感中。
But we're going to pay and pay heavily. We not only will lose courage, boldness, we also will lose.We also live under the heavy duty in our hearts.
关于金钱，那就不单是弟兄姐妹也一样面对诱惑。
About money, it's not only brothers, sisters also face the same temptation.
弟兄姐妹一样面对想要得到神没有给他的那个贪婪的试探。
We all face the temptation of greedy, that wanting the things God did not give us.
据统计，在新约里面38个比喻中有16个是有关钱财的。
As counted, there are 38 parables in the New Testament. 16 are about money.
同样在新约里，祷告与信心的有关经文都有500节。
In New Testament, there are 500 each verses about faith and pray.
但是有关金钱的经文却有2350节。
Yet there are 2,350 verses about money and wealth.
我们的上帝为什么给他的儿女们有那么多关于钱财上的教导呢？
Why our God gave so much teaching about money and wealth to His people?
因为上帝知道钱财会影响到我们与他的关系。
Because God knows that the money will affects the relationship between us to Him.
会影响到我们生活的优先秩序，会影响到我们的价值观以及我们为人的品格。
It will affect our priority in life, as well as our character in life.
有一个印第安人的酋长被应邀到纽约参加一个晚会。
There was an Indian chief, who was invited to.A party at New York.
参加的人都是华尔街工作的高级官员、高级职员。
The people attend the party were all held high position in Wall Street.
大家都西装革履，唯有这个印第安酋长穿着一身的印第安人的民族服装。
They all dressed in uptie, but that Indian chief was dressed in his
或许也是在这样秋季的时候，这个酋长突然听到这个角落里有一个蟋蟀在叫，而且声音非常的悦耳。
And the parties, maybe it's also in the fall. He heard a chirp of a cricket at the corner, and it sounds very pleasing.
于是他就叫大家一起过来欣赏。
Then he called everyone's attention to enjoy the.
但是谁也没有回应他，也不知道他在讲些什么。
But nobody responded to him, appeared not understand what he was talking.
这位酋长非常有感触。
And he, this chief was deeply sighed.
只见他从口袋里抓出了一把锅子，往天上抛上去。
Then he grabbed a big pile of quarters in his pocket and.Up in the air.
当硬币纷纷落在地上，叮叮当当发出这个响声的时候，所有的人都开始低头在地上寻找着什么。
When the quarter hit the ground, making the clicking sound, all the people start to look for what happened on the ground.
是的，在今天成功的时候，我们已经把耳朵接收的频率调整到专门接受对金钱的最佳的范围。
Nowadays, we tune our ears to the frequency of money, at the very fine range.
最近我读到一句话，让我有一点的深思。
Recently, I saw a sentence.
这句话是说，每个人出生的时候都是原创的，可悲的是很多的人渐渐都成了盗版的了。
The sentence says when everyone when he was born he was an original masterpiece but gradually he became a fake。
神造人的时候在人的心中安置了永远，让我们可以因着这个空缺来寻找他，这是原创。
When God created men, He put the eternity in people's hearts. This is original masterpiece.
可是，当我们因着罪、因着贪念，将许多其他的东西，不是永远的东西，放在永远里面的时候，以为可以满足，以为可以依靠，我们的生命就像原创成为盗版的了。
Later, when we put all those things.Will not last to the place where eternity. Then we started to put our faith, put our effort on those things would not last. Then our life became a fake, not original anymore.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们神的儿女要学习在神的恩典，要接受，要学习接受神在恩典中的赏赐，也要接受神在恩典中的拒绝。
Dear brothers and sisters, we will learn how to accept God, to receive in God's grace, and also we will learn how to refuse in God's grace as well.
我在说一个基督徒必须对神恩典的赏赐知足。
I say one Christian,he must be satisfied in God's blessing.
我们要选择过一个健康的灵性生活。
We will choose to live a healthy spiritual life.
我们终究要明白一个事实，能够满足人心的是造人心的那一位。
We will know the truth that what can satisfy people's heart are the one who created us.
我知道许多的时候我们或许也说不出自己贪恋什么，我们只是常常对自己所处的环境和周遭的人事物极大的不满。
Often we don't know what we dissatisfied, but we just not happy with the environment we're in, we're not happy with the people around us, and all those things happen around us.
今天我想告诉弟兄姐妹，对于自己所处的环境常常感到不满的，其实就是对兴起环境特别量给你的上帝有不满。
I want to tell you this. If we often dissatisfy with the things happen around us, deep down we are dissatisfied with the God who let those things happen.
今天我再要送给弟兄姐妹两句宝贵的话。
Today we also want to see these two precious words.
今天这两句话是大卫用心做着上帝给他人生功课的时候说的。
These two verses are written by David. He, when he was examining his life deeply.
第一句话是在诗篇三十九章九节。
The first verse is at Psalm 39, verse 9.
大卫说，因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
David said, I was silent, I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this.
因为大卫说他今天所有遭遇的这样的委屈都是出于你耶和华，因为出于你耶和华，我就默然不语。
David said, what happened to me was because it was permitted byyou God, then I know I will not open my mouth.
我今天要送给弟兄姐妹第二句话是在诗篇二十七章十三节。
The second verse is at Psalm 27, verse 13.
大卫说：“我若不幸在活人之际得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已上当了。”
Verse 13, chapter of Psalm 27 says, "I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living."
大卫是说我在活的时候仍然可以见到耶和华的恩惠。
David said.While I was living, I will see the goodness of God.
如果我没有这样的信心和经历，我早就上当了。
He said, if I would not have of this faith and experience of the goodness of God, then I will lose my courageous.
我们要学习大卫，紧紧地抓住神的应许。
We need to learn from David that we need to grasp God's promise.
我们要学习大卫相信神的恩典。
We need to learn from David to trust in God's blessing.
我们要学习大卫依靠上帝的信实。
We need to learn from David to rely on God's faithfulness.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，你是我们心中的永远。
Dear God.You're the eternity in our hearts.
你在造我们的时候，原创的时候，就像一个永远放在我们的里面。
When you created us, you put original, eternity in our hearts.
今天圣灵在我们里面做开启的工作。
Today, the Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
愿我们不将那些有限的东西放在永远的位置里面。
Help us not to put those limited, We're not asking things to the position we're supposed to be eternity.
不要让我们原创的生命最后成为盗版的。
Don't let our original masterpiece of our life become fake.
让我们能够喜悦地接受上帝在恩典中的赏赐。
Help us to receive joyfully your blessing.
我们也能够一样接受上帝在恩典中的拒绝。
And also we will learn to refuse in your grace.
若是出于耶和华，我就默然不语。
If it is from you, then I will not open my mouth.
愿上帝在坐在大卫身上的功课，今天也一样坐在我们的身上。
When the lesson God taught David, and also teach us today.
愿大卫向上帝所教的功课，也成为我们向上帝所教的功课。
May David's answer to God be our answer to God as well.
求神在我们的生命中得着荣耀。
May God receive glory in our life.
听我们在你面前的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.